Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, a lesson about what we should all want.
I want my life to count. When you die, when I die, all that's going to matter when you stand before God is, did you please me? Did you go for it? Did you use your life to make a difference for me and for my kingdom? You want to rock the world for Jesus Christ? Don't you want your life to count?
He can heal every scar.
Here's a question for you. Things have gone pretty badly over the last 12 to 14 months around the world, and perhaps for you. What does it take to see God shake your world for the better? Well, prayer is the key. God really does want to rock your world by unleashing the power of prayer in your life, and He's waiting on you to ask Him in a faithful prayer. Today on From His Heart, Pastor Jeff Shreve continues the first message in his series, Rock Your World, Unleashing the Power of Prayer. And this message is simply called, Rock Your World. Listen, if you miss any of the broadcasts that we've had this month talking about prayer and the power of prayer, you can listen again online anytime at fromhisheart.org. Right now, though, open your Bible to the book of Acts, chapter 4, and let's get started today. Here's Pastor Jeff to teach us how God wants to rock your world.
I was thinking about the early church. And you read in the book of Acts, as the Holy Spirit came upon those disciples, their life was totally transformed. And now all of a sudden, Peter, the guy that was denying he even knew Jesus, he is standing up, he's giving a sermon. In Acts chapter 2, 3,000 were saved that day. In Acts chapter 4, Peter and John heal a man who's at the temple gate, at the gate called Beautiful. They heal him. He's crippled. They say, silver and gold we don't have, but what we do have, we give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Arise and walk. And there's a great healing, a great miracle that takes place. And that set the stage for Peter to preach his second sermon. And after he preached that sermon about Jesus being the Messiah, about Jesus rising from the dead, 5,000 were saved. Well, the Jewish leaders, the high muckety-mucks, the Sanhedrin, they are hearing about all this stuff. They arrest Peter and they arrest John, and they say, we're not going to have any more of this. They say, what are you doing here? And they said, hey, if it's because of the healing of a man who was crippled, let it be known to you that it's in the name of Jesus, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. It's in His name that this man has been made well, and there's salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. And the Bible talks about the boldness and the confidence of Peter and of John. You know, it's said in the book of Acts, the enemies said in the book of Acts concerning the disciples, these men have upset the world. They've turned the world upside down. They've rocked the world for this person named Jesus, who was of Nazareth, who is called the Christ. Now, if you think about that, pretty amazing, from a group of guys who were scared to death, who were behind locked doors, who thought they might be killed. Now, all of a sudden, they're out, they're speaking boldly, and they're shaking the world for Christ. They didn't have a building. They didn't really have any money to speak of. They didn't really have any formal education. Paul was the only one who had formal education. None of those other guys did. It's amazing what they did. Now, you think about that. That all came on the heels of the Lord's first coming. 11 guys, and then more and more and more as they won people to the Lord. They shook the world for Christ. I believe as we get closer and closer to the second coming of Christ, that the Lord wants to use His people to shake this world for Christ. Now, the Bible says in Acts chapter 4, in verse 31, it says, after a prayer meeting, and when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. How can you and I see God shake the world? How can we be involved in rocking the world for Jesus Christ? Three key ingredients. Ingredient number one, it takes prayer. It takes prayer. Verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place where they were gathered together was shaken. Place wasn't shaken until after they had prayed. It takes prayer to rock the world and make a difference and see God shake a place. James chapter 4 and verse 2 says this, you do not have because you do not ask. God says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Jesus said in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, men ought always to pray and not to faint, not to quit, not to give up. So we're supposed to pray. We're called to pray. Prayer is what God uses and God waits for before he rocks the world, before he shakes the place. So it takes prayer. Now, the second thing I want you to notice is it takes unified prayer. Unified prayer. You know, when they released Peter and John, it says in verse 23, and when they had been released, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard this, they lifted their voices to God with one accord and said, O Lord, they started their prayer. They lifted their voices with one accord. They prayed together. The very first thing when they were released is they got together with the other believers. They assembled themselves together. Unified prayer, assembled prayer is important. You know, we are a lot more effective when we call upon the Lord together than when we call upon the Lord separately. You know, there's strength in numbers and there's strength in the fact that more and more and more people are calling on the Lord together. The Bible says about assembling ourselves together, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. There's power in coming together. They were assembled together, and they were stirred up together. I thought this was really, really interesting as I studied this. It says in verse 24, and when they heard this about what happened to Peter and John, they lifted their voices to God with one accord. Now, the word accord, it's translated one accord. It's one word in the Greek, homothumadon. It's two Greek words put together. The word homo means together. The word thumadon literally means passion. They had passion together. There was passion there, and they prayed with passion, and they had together passion. And I find it interesting that God first stirred them up before he shook the house. See, there has to be a shaking in my heart, in your heart, in our hearts together over the things that God is concerned about before we see God really start to work and to shake and to rock the world for Christ. And that's the big question. Do the things that God cares about, are those the things that you care about? See, we get so calloused to things. Things that are important to God, they don't become very important to us because we get so consumed with meism and it's all about me and what's good for me. You know, we are so much more, as Americans, we're so much more concerned about the stock market than we are about people we rub shoulders with every day who are one heartbeat away from hell. We're praying, many of us, praying so much more about our finances than we are about our neighbors. I'm speaking to myself. I mean, you think the Lord is really concerned about our stock market? He's concerned about us. He's concerned about what's on our hearts, but that's not a big deal for him. He's more concerned about people who are dying and going to hell. We need to get a heart that's together, that has passion, that is stirred for the things that are important to God so that we see God shake this place. And then it says that when they prayed, verse 31, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. See, they were assembled together. They were stirred up together. They were touched by God together. Every single one of them, after they prayed, were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were all, the Bible says. Isn't that cool? Don't you know that there were some people at that prayer meeting that might have been further along with the Lord than other people? Some people that might have had greater faith than others. I mean, not everybody has the same faith. Not everybody's at the same place with the Lord. But when they gathered together and they prayed, God touched them all, and all of them were blessed. So it takes prayer to rock the world. It takes unified prayer to rock the world. It takes effective prayer to rock the world. Now look at their prayer in verse 24. And it says, and when they heard this, they lifted their voices to God with one accord, and they said, this is what they prayed. Now it's important and it's good to read prayers in the Bible to see how people who prayed effectively, people that when God answered, and you see, what did they do? How did they pray? They said, oh Lord, it is you who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of our father David, thy servant, you said, why did the Gentiles rage and the people devise futile things? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. He's quoting from Psalm 2. For truly in this city, there were gathered together against thy holy servant Jesus, whom thou didst anoint, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever thy hand and thy purpose predestined to occur. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and grant that thy bondservants may speak thy word with all confidence, while thou dost extend thy hand to heal, and signs and wonders take place through the name of thy holy servant Jesus. That was their prayer. That was the prayer that God answered in mighty power. Now notice, effective prayer, and we would say their prayer was effective because God let it be known that he heard and he answered. Effective prayer starts with praise. When you read in the Bible about people's prayers, they would start with praise. They would praise God. Jehoshaphat has a great prayer in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And in that, he just begins by praising God. Daniel's prayer in Daniel chapter 9, he just praises God. That's how you begin your prayer. All prayer needs to have praise with it because God is worthy of our praise. There's a whole psalm that just talks about praising the Lord, Psalm 150, the last psalm in the book of Psalms. And it closes this way, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so in your prayers, praise him. No matter what's going on, praise him. This is a bad situation for the disciples. This is a tough spot when the chief priests and the rulers tell you, speak no more in his name. And you know what happens if you defy them, because they're the same group that nailed Jesus to the cross. You know, we read the book of Acts, really every part in the Bible, we start reading stories about people that really took a stand. And we think, that's interesting. But we don't put ourselves in that place. I mean, what would it be like if the powers that be in our city said, if you guys gather anymore and talk about the Lord, you know, don't do that. Otherwise, we're going to show you what's going to happen to you. And there are places around the world where if you gather and you preach Jesus and you worship Jesus, they kill you. And they have to do it underground. And you wonder, how would we handle that? Well, that's what these guys were facing. And they prayed and asked God for boldness to continue on with what God wanted them to do. And they started that prayer time with praise. Effective prayer starts with praise. Effective prayer verbalizes the situation to God. As I study prayers in the Bible, I noticed that the people would tell God, this is what's going on, God. That's what they said. Lord, did you hear their threats? Lord, these are the ones that put Jesus on the cross. They were gathered together against thy holy servant Jesus, whom thou didst anoint, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel. Lord, you remember what they did to Jesus? And now, Lord, they're threatening us. Take note of their threats. Effective prayer verbalizes the situation. It tells God what's going on. Not that God doesn't know, but it gets it out there and it lets you hear it. So I encourage you to do that in your prayer time. And then effective prayer aligns itself with the will of God. When they prayed, they asked God to do something that God wanted to do. God wanted them to speak his word with all confidence. God wanted to extend his hand to heal, and God wanted to give signs and wonders through the name of Jesus. God wanted to do that. God still wants to do that. In Baptist churches, we've really shied away from signs and wonders and miracles because we think, oh, I don't know, that just seems kind of weird, and we kind of back off. The Lord wants to do signs and wonders and miracles. Jesus' ministry was filled with signs and wonders and miracles. The book of Acts is filled with signs and wonders and miracles. When you pray to God, it is His will. When you say, Lord, let people see Your mighty hand, and that signs and wonders and miracles would take place through You, and all the praise would go to You. I think some guys want, you see on television or whatever, they want praise to go to themselves. Look, I'm the great so-and-so, and I can heal and this and that. That's not what these guys were praying for. They would give all the glory to God. They'd say, well, who am I? They were trying to worship Paul. And Paul said, we're just men just like you. It's Jesus whom we're preaching. Jesus is the one that does these great miracles. But they prayed for boldness. They prayed specifically for boldness because they were commanded not to speak anymore in the name of Jesus. And there was fear that was setting in, as you can imagine. So they prayed, God, help us to overcome that. God, give us boldness so that we'd speak as we ought to speak and speak Your word, even if it costs us our life. That was the thrust of that prayer. And God answers when you pray according to His will. 1 John 5:14-15, and this is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us and whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from Him. Do you know how prayer and Bible study work together? We read God's word so that we can learn to grow in our prayer life, so that we can grow in what we ask God. Sometimes you don't know what to pray. Read through the Psalms and pray what David said in the Psalms. And that triggers your heart to pray more things. You know, I told you, you don't want to read your prayers to God, but a lot of times I'll read prayers out, and I'll, if I'm reading and I say, man, Lord, I really want You. That is such a good thing. Lord, would You do that for me? Just what He said. Lord, I was reading today in my quiet time, it says, I will run the way of Thy commandments, for Thou wilt enlarge my heart. And I just stopped and I said, Lord, I choose today to run the way of Your commandments. Would You enlarge my heart? So I want to love You more. I want to have more of a heart for You, not less of a heart for You. And every day, Lord, I want my heart to grow in my love for You and in my trust in You. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I want my heart to grow. Enlarge my heart. And see, we read those things and then we pray those things and they fit together. So you're praying the will of God. And then effective prayer believes God will answer. And they believed God would answer, and God did answer. In Matthew chapter 9, we have the story of two blind men who come to Jesus. They say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. And it says, and after He had come into the house, in Matthew 9:28-29, after He had come into the house, the blind men came up to Him, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? Obviously to heal them. Do you believe I'm able to do this? They said to Him, yes, Lord. Then He touched their eyes, saying, be it done to you according to your faith. Be it done to you according to your faith. The Lord answers believing prayers. Pray, believe, and you'll receive. Pray in doubt, you do without. Because the Lord's not going to answer if you don't believe He's going to answer. So with the blind man, do you believe I'm able to do this? Yes, Lord. Then be it done to you according to your faith.
According to your faith. Well, how is your faith these days? Pastor Jeff returns on From His Heart in just a moment to explore how you can make your life really count for the Lord. Today's lesson is called Rock Your World, about the power of prayer. But so many people don't know how to pray. It's a mysterious topic for them. Pastor Jeff has written a revealing booklet entitled Unveiling the Mystery of Prayer, and it'll unlock what may seem like sealed secrets to you. Now, as a preview, Pastor, what is this mystery of prayer that people need to know about? What keeps us from wanting to pray?
Well, I think that people don't realize, they think, well, okay, to pray effectively, I have to know all these great Bible truths. I have to be some kind of junior theologian, or that kind of thing. Prayer is just talking to God. It's talking to him from your heart. It's bringing your needs before him. It's praying his word back to him. It's praying and not losing heart and quitting because you don't see answers. The Bible says pray without ceasing, and people wonder, well, goodness, how could anyone do that? Well, the way you do that is you call God up in the morning and you never hang up the phone. You're just always online with him. And so at any time during your day, you can whisper prayers to God. You can talk to God about situations that come up and struggles and trials and questions and problems. You're just always in connection with him. And I talk about in the booklet how those are valid, provided the fact that you're really praying when you have longer periods of time with the Lord.
Well, I know that this booklet will be a blessing to you, so be sure to secure your copy with your gift today of any amount to From His Heart. And with that gift, we'll also send you Pastor Jeff's 8-message series, Holy Boldness, Lessons from Elijah, the Prophet of Fire. To make your donation, call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE. Or go to fromhisheart.org. And when you contact us, let us know how you're listening to this program. That information really helps us to know how to best invest the funds that God supplies through our listeners. So thank you so much for that information. Now let's get back to the conclusion of today's message entitled, Rock Your World. Here again is Pastor Jeff.
You want to rock the world for Jesus Christ? Don't you want your life to count? I want my life to count. I don't want to live a life that's just comfortable, that just says, oh, you know, I was successful in this endeavor. I made money here. I did this here. I had a nice family, and my kids were healthy and happy, and I had good grandkids, and I just was living my life. Everything was just sweet, and that's what I wanted, just no adversity, no problem. Lord, I just want a sweet life. And a lot of people live like that. That's fine, but that's not the goal of life. The goal of life is to say, God, you put me on this earth for a reason. You wired me in a particular way. You've put me in this world, in this city, in this church, for such a time as this. Now I want to be like an Esther who stands up even when it's scary, who risks her life to make a difference for Christ. Because when you die, when I die, all that's going to matter when you stand before God is, did you please me? Did you go for it? Did you use your life to make a difference for me and for my kingdom? And I want to rock the world for Jesus Christ.
Prayer really is the key to God rocking your world. And when we're united with other believers in prayer, when we begin our prayers with praise, and when we pray according to the will of God, He answers. The message today is from Pastor Jeff's series, also called Rock Your World, Unleashing the Power of Prayer. And he's sharing key insights about prayer that'll help you experience God in ways you never imagined. Just ask for the information about Rock Your World when you call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go to fromhisheart.org. Remember, too, that for your gift of any amount this month, we'd like to say thank you by sending you Pastor Jeff's booklet, Unveiling the Mystery of Prayer, and the 8-message series, Holy Boldness. You can get those when you call 866-40-BIBLE to make your gift. 866-40-BIBLE. Or go to fromhisheart.org. And your gift will help us to continue to bring real hope to a dark world. We're out of time for today. I'm Larry Nobles. Thank you for joining us. Pastor Jeff will be here tomorrow for the next lesson in the Rock Your World series. It's entitled, Prayer's Biggest Secrets Reveal. Hope you'll join us on Thursday as we again open God's Word to share real truth, love, and hope from His heart. Real truth, real love, real hope. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to fromhisheart.org.